When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, April the 28th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare, essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. A former Obama advisor is arrested. A man who sat in the speaker's chair is released. And acts of vandalism at California parishes. A former White House advisor has been arrested and charged by the FBI with stealing $218,005 from charter schools he helped found. Seth Andrew, age 42, served under former President Barack Obama as a senior advisor to the Office of Educational Technology. He was arrested on charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to a financial institution. Federal prosecutors said that he used half of the alleged stolen money to maintain his bank account above a threshold that enabled him to get better interest rates for a mortgage in his multi-million dollar Manhattan apartment. Andrew will enter a plea of not guilty in a Manhattan federal court. In other news, a federal judge on Tuesday ordered the release of Richard Barnett, the man who sat in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol with his feet on her desk and left a note. District Judge Christopher Cooper of the D.C. District Court ordered Barnett to home confinement, saying the prosecutors fell short of evidence for detention. The judge cited the recent federal appeals court decision that led to the release of Eric Munchell, known as Zip Tie Guy. The Munchell ruling raised the bar for detention cases to require specific evidence of a future threat of violence. Barnett, age 60, faces a felony charge of entering the Capitol with a dangerous weapon and misdemeanor charges of unlawful entry to a restricted building, disorderly conduct, and theft. Finally, two parishes in the Diocese of Sacramento suffered similar acts of vandalism in the past 2 weeks. On the weekend of April 17th and 18th, three statues were vandalized outside Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Woodland, California. Statues of Mary, St. John, and St. Mary Magdalene at the crucifixion scene are each disfigured with black spray paint covering the eyes. A parishman's fraternity and the pastor, Father Jonathan Molina, organized a project to clean the statues. Elsewhere in the diocese, a statue of Mary was defaced with black spray paint at St. John Vianney Parish in Rancho Cordova. In an April 25th tweet, a parishioner posted a photo of a Marian statue with black paint covering the face, hands, and feet. A black cross was traced down the main body of the statue. The parishioner wrote that the graffiti was removed with a slight lasting effect on the statue. Our quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcino. Prayer is the oxygen of the soul. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was a first century Christian citizen of Milan and the father of twin brothers and future martyrs. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to MikeChurch.com/rub.
Our saint of the day is Saint Vitalis. He had served in the army of the emperor and was consequently on terms of friendship with Paulinus, the consul, trusting to whose favor he assisted the persecuted Christians, succored them in their need, and visited them in their prisons or in the caverns where they lay concealed. Divine providence had conducted him, and he saw come before the tribunal a Christian physician named Ericinus, who had been tortured and who then was condemned to lose his head for the faith. Suddenly, the captive grew terrified at the thought of death and seemed ready to yield. Vitalis was extremely moved by this spectacle. He knew his double obligation to prefer the glory of God and the eternal salvation of his neighbor to his own corporal life. He therefore boldly and successfully encouraged Ursicinus to triumph over death, saying, "Ursicinus, you who cured others, would want to drive into your own soul the dagger of eternal death? Do not lose the crown the Lord has prepared for you." Ursicinus was touched. He knelt down and asked the executioner to strike him. After his martyrdom, Saint Vitalis carried away his body and respectfully interred it. Information having been given to Paulinus of all that had passed, he said to Saint Vitalis, quote, "How then, art thou mad to have acted as thou hast, not being a Christian?" The saint instantly replied, "Nay, but I am a Christian, and am proud to be so. Nor am I mad either. He is mad who gives to wicked men the honor due to God. There is but one only God. This God we adore, and we glory in dying for his sake." Paulinus loved Vitalis, but his hatred for the Christians prevailed over this feeling, so he ordered Vitalis to be imprisoned, who, finding himself in the company of other confessors, made such manifestation of his joy that Paulinus became infuriated and commanded all of his joints to be dislocated upon the rack and his sides to be torn with iron hooks. During these tortures, the holy martyr ceased not to preach Jesus Christ, whereupon he was thrown into a ditch and buried alive beneath a torrent of stones on the 27th of April in the year 171. As Saint Vitalis expired, one of the priests of Apollo, who had incensed the tyrant against him, was possessed by a devil. Full of rage, he cried out, quote, "Thou tormentest me, O Vitalis, thou burnest me." 7 days after, he cast himself into a river and was drowned. The relics of this saint are deposited in a magnificent church at Ravenna, built upon the palace of his martyrdom. Send me your news tips to ron@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.